A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Glad you're here. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Harriman High School is preparing for the nation's first high school football game. It's tonight. They're going to host Davis High. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details on how Jordan School District has prepared for this.
Normally, the stadium at Harriman High School can hold 4,000 fans, but for this game, only 900 are allowed.
700 on the home side and 200 on the away side.
Jordan School District spokesperson Sandy Riesgraf says the tickets were pre-sold and everyone had to sign an agreement saying they'd wear a mask and social distance. And they know where everyone is seated, so the state can contact trace if they have to. There won't be any marching bands, a limited number of cheerleaders, but Riesgraf says having the game go on was important to the students.
At least we did get to have some fans in the stands again, and we get to have players on the field.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We found out yesterday the game between Bingham and Weber High Schools was canceled because three Bingham players tested positive. Days before, the Lone Peak High School girls varsity and JV soccer teams quarantined after a positive on their team. Governor Herbert says he was concerned to learn about those three Bingham High players testing positive.
Again, I know we love our sports, and I'm certainly one of those that's a big fan, but we want to make sure we do it in such a way that it's safe.
Health officials are meeting with the High School Activities Association to make sure that school athletic programs are dealing with COVID-19 in the right way. Meantime, BYU football has added a fourth game to its schedule this fall. The Cougs will face the Troy Trojans September 26th. Troy is part of the Sun Belt Conference. If you're trying to place the school, it's in Alabama. At this point, they're still planning to play a full season. BYU has never played the Troy Trojans before. KSL News Time 5:02. Parents have started a 2,500-strong Facebook group to push the Davis School District to hold classes in the school buildings 5 days a week. Corinne Johnson says online classes have been terrible for learning and mental health and feels parents weren't listened to at the last school board meeting.
They are more concerned about the pressure from unions and the health department on this one issue of safety of COVID-19 and not looking at all the other safety issues and all the other risks that our children face if they're not in school.
The district says they're holding classes in the school buildings 2 days a week to protect teachers' health. The state says it's seeing fewer people showing up for testing, and it could be there are fewer people with symptoms. The 7-day average rate of positive tests is just above 8.5% now. So fewer than 1 out of every 10 people tested comes up positive. The Utah Department of Health is reporting a total of 334 new cases this afternoon and 2 additional deaths. President Trump says he doesn't want to give more money to the Postal Service because Democrats wanted to expand mail-in voting. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The president says Democrats want the USPS funding as part of the latest coronavirus relief package.
Two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting. Now, if we don't make a deal, that means they don't get the money. That means they can't have universal mail-in voting. They just can't have it.
Joe Biden's campaign quick to react, saying he's sabotaging a crucial lifeline and characterizing it as an act of voter suppression. The Postmaster General has claimed that recent cost-saving reforms at the Postal Service will not impede the delivery of ballots. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And the president's opposition to funding for the Postal Service could be setting up a legal fight over the election. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Democrats say the president is opposing the funding to hinder absentee voting in the middle of the pandemic.
President Trump has said he doesn't like vote by mail, but in COVID, we're all going to have to vote by mail, and every vote should count.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking today after he met with postal officials. Meantime, Congress will now be on break until after Labor Day, meaning there will be no bill passed on a new coronavirus relief package. President Trump is getting the credit for Israel normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to halt the annexation of parts of the West Bank as part of the deal announced today.
This is the greatest advancement toward peace between Israel and the Arab world in the last 26 years, and it marks the third formal peace between Israel and an Arab nation.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calls it a huge win. Mother Nature giving firefighters a break in Los Angeles. Unusual tropical moisture moved in, causing the raging flames of a 10,000-acre wildfire to quickly calm down. But L.A. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby says that won't last long with a week-long heat wave moving in with temperatures above 107.
We will have our crews, our dozers, and our firefighters working all day to try to create more containment to this fire.
Already some homes have burned. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
And it is emergency traffic due to the South Belt being so jammed up. We have a crash at the I-15 junction to go southbound on I-15, and that's what's caused the delays. From I-15 all the way back past Redwood Road, you're going to see solid slowdowns on the South Belt. We also have new delays northbound I-15 from the I-80-201 interchange on the descent into downtown Salt Lake City. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, and let's turn to Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the coronavirus pandemic was spotlighted on the political stage Thursday with Kamala Harris taking aim at the White House. Here's more from ABC's Adam Kelsey.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris making the White House's response to the pandemic the centerpiece of their first days together campaigning, with Harris urging voters to be wary of President Trump's promises.
There may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
Until a vaccine is developed, Biden said there should be a nationwide mask mandate, and for now encouraged governors to institute it on their own. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
And this coming from the White House media briefing. Senior advisor Jared Kushner talked about the Mideast agreement, and then he talked about his hang time with Kanye West.
We both happened to be in Colorado, and so we got together and we had a great discussion about a lot of things. He has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country, and that's why he has the candidacy that he's been doing.
Kushner said the chat was more about general policy than about a presidential campaign. TikTok and its U.S. employees are planning to take the Trump administration to court over a sweeping order that could ban the popular video app. A lawyer representing one of the groups says the legal challenge will be separate from a pending lawsuit from the company that owns the app. The president last week ordered sweeping but vague bans on dealings with the Chinese owners of TikTok and WeChat, saying they're a threat to U.S. national security and the economy. KSL News Time is 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Every autumn, they do these A-list fashion shows where the beautiful people line the runway, the models sashay and flounce to show off fashion trends that you'll never see on a Salt Lake street. If they had such fashion shows this fall, I wonder what they'd look like. Driving techno music, flash bulbs popping, but the stick figures would lumber down the runway wearing sweats. Maybe for flair, they'd give the drawstring a suggestive tug. Nah.
You know, some models, they walk too sexy. It's just too much bobunka dunka 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 dunka.
I checked. You can buy $250 sweatpants, the kind Tyra Banks would wear.
Novocaine hips, they don't move.
But to my eyeballs, the expensive sweats look just like the ones for $20. Maybe they're made from Mongolian yak hair. I don't know. The fashion industry has got to do something. because America has all but given up on jeans. Sales have tumbled and no one seems to want a new pair, so one company's come up with a new wrinkle. Diesel is promoting new jeans and shirts that are made with antiviral fabric. That's what they claim, that any virus that settles down on your denim pants will be dead, killed off, within 2 hours. You want the science? They say the cloth is coated with a biocide and a reaction mass of titanium dioxide and silver chloride. Does it work? Doctors say, stop, don't be ridiculous. Nobody's seen the product, which presumably protects you if somebody breathes on your pants. I'm a little skeptical that Diesel is going to protect me from coronavirus. This is a company that charges top dollar for jeans with holes in them. You don't want to wear those. The virus can scoot right through.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And let's put this at emergency traffic. It's due to a crash that we have. It's been blocking traffic. It's just in a spot where I can't see it. But a KSL traffic trooper saying the lanes are blocked going from eastbound I-215 South Belt to southbound I-15 at the South Interchange. With those lanes blocked, that's what's causing the delays on the South Belt that now reach back past Redwood Road into Taylorsville. Now, if you are on the main flow of southbound I-15, you have delays stretching from just before 53rd South to 90th South. On the northbound side, heavy and slow, 90th up to 72nd, and then again from the I-80-201 interchange, about 2100 South to about 6th South downtown. Michelle?
Well, again, we have these delays, Bankator Highway, due to construction. It's going to go between 5400 South, 6200 South in the Taylorsville area. For drivers making their way southbound I-15 in Chautauqua County, a little slow as you're going over the point of the mountain approaching SR 92 Temp Highway. Northbound, seeing those delays due to a crash at Pleasant Grove Boulevard that are still backing now to the Orem area. Steve?
Yeah, we're still looking at those northbound I-15 delays in Davis County between Kaysville and Sunset. Kind of crash on 650 North. That's westbound 650 North at Main Street by Hill Air Force Base. Northbound 89 is bogged down just past SR 193 up to I-84. And if you're traveling the Legacy Parkway, we have a crash northbound at Center Street. That's on the right shoulder. Delays are building back to the I-215 split. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air is ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Dan Guthrie has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Temperatures this afternoon, mid and lower 90s for us for our afternoon highs, right where we should be for this time of year. We'll hold on to those 90s until about 8 o'clock, and then we'll drop down into the 80s, and then by about 10 o'clock we'll drop down into the 70s, and that's where we'll stay for most of the overnight hours under clear skies, and then we're going to heat things back up for the rest of the week and into the weekend with triple digits in store by the end of the weekend and start of next week. With the hourly forecast at 5 o'clock, I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Feels like it's getting darker earlier. Sunset is at 8:28 tonight. It's 5:12 at KSL News Radio. We're at 94 degrees. Let's go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff?
Maria?
Photoshop is so successful that the brand is a synonym for digital fakery. Later this year, Adobe has come up with a solution. They want to be a standard bearer. Company is developing a technology that tags images with data about their origins to help news publishers, social networks, and consumers avoid getting duped. Now, Adobe says it will build the technology into the preview release of Photoshop later this year. This is going to be the first real test of an ambitious response to concerns about the democracy corroding effects of online misinformation and fake imagery. Now, Adobe has been working with Twitter and the New York Times on the initiative. It will use cryptographically signed data such as locations, timestamps, and who captured or edited it. Now, to make authenticity tagging work, makers of cameras, creators of editing software like Photoshop, and publishers and social media platforms will need to support that standard. Jeff?
I thought all photographs were photoshopped in Russia. Who knew? KSL News Time 5:13. I'm kidding. And one of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, there's a baby boom happening in Kenya. And no, it's not anything to do with coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer, live in the studio now. Kira, what's the baby boom?
Jeff, it's an elephant baby boom. The Wildlife Service in Kenya announced their elephant population has more than doubled from 1989 to today. The country's tourist minister says their efforts to curb poaching have finally paid off, leaving them with over 34,000 elephants when there were only 16,000 back in 1989. Officials there have counted only 7 elephants poached in Kenya this year. There were 34 last year and 80 in 2018, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kira. Trending right now on social media. Anybody remember David Blaine? He's the illusionist who did tricks like encasing himself in a block of ice for 2 solid weeks. Blaine's announced his first new stunt in 10 years. He's going to hold a bunch of helium balloons in his hand, and he's going to go up. Here's the plan. Blaine's going to hold the balloons in his hand, and he plans to be lifted up and fly over the New York City skyline on August 31st. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the game will go on. The Jordan School District is taking a lot of precautions, hosting the first high school football game in the country of the COVID era. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, right now, the Jazz are up on the Spurs by 17 points at the end of the first quarter in the Orlando bubble. It's the final game before the playoffs. Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley are both resting tonight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
That's going to be I-215 South Belt going eastbound due to a crash causing delays at the I-15 junction. And those backups are into Taylorsville. We also have a crash downtown at 7th East and 700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures once again will take off towards the triple digits by the end of the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's 94 degrees. KSL's top national stories now.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. His Democratic challenger says if the president doesn't do it, state governors should.
Joe Biden drew a direct contrast with President Trump Thursday, calling for a universal rule on the wearing of protective face coverings.
This is not about Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It's about saving Americans' lives. So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately.
After months of resistance, Trump has personally begun to wear a face mask during some public appearances, but has demurred when asked about a nationwide mandate. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump at his White House briefing in past hours.
Sleepy Joe rejects the scientific approach in favor of locking all Americans in their basements for months on end.
COVID infections and deaths continue to rise. More cases among young people who are not without responsibility to follow precautions and stop the virus spread, says the nation's top infectious disease official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, criticizing what he says is a careless attitude.
If I were a young person and I got infected, I look around at my friends, I say, you know, the overwhelming majority of them do just fine. So what's the difference if I get infected? I'm in a vacuum. I'm not hurting anybody. That's incorrect, because you are inadvertently and innocently propagating an outbreak.
No coronavirus aid package deal to help millions of Americans jobless because of the pandemic. The Senate adjourns, goes home till after Labor Day. The president's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, at a White House briefing on the Israel-United Arab Emirates peace agreement that the president announced earlier today.
I think this is one of those stories that everybody, regardless of your political stripes are on that sort of thing, everybody's excited about the fact that a Muslim Arab government is making peace with Israel.
Mr. Trump says Israel agrees to shelve plans to annex parts of the West Bank for now. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
What is your school doing to keep the teachers and the students safe this semester? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce talked with them.
Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District says they've spent almost $1 million on PPE and cleaning supplies.
Last week, all schools received 2 cloth masks for every employee, a clear face shield for every teacher. There was plexiglass for public-facing offices. There were bottles of hand sanitizer for every classroom, and those will be refilled every night. There will be additional bottles of hand sanitizer placed throughout the school.
They're also changing up where class can be held and doing their best to space desks.
Classroom seating will be set up to allow for the maximum amount of space between students. Excess furniture will be removed. Large congregation areas may be used for instructional purposes.
But Ben Horsley with the Granite School District says the key to all this is parents teaching kids how to safely navigate a world with coronavirus.
We're really encouraging families right now to start wearing their masks. We don't want a kid to show up on the first day of school and have never worn a mask before and have a difficult day just trying to figure out and get used to that. Same time, please don't come to school if you're not feeling well.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Kids have to practice wearing a mask. That's interesting. KSL News Time 519. It's emergency traffic at KSL News Radio. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky, another challenging rush hour.
It has been, and this latest one is due to a crash at the South Interchange, and it's on the eastbound side to transition to southbound I-15. So if you're on the South Belt right now, traveling eastbound, your delays start right about, well, about 50th South. So in Taylorsville, and they will continue all the way over to the I-15 junction due to that crash. Now, on the main flow of southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, it is heavy and slow between 4500 to almost 90th South. Northbound I-15, busy and slow, Sandy to Midvale. But the delays that we had on the descent into downtown from 2100 South to 6 South, those are easing. Michelle?
Well, we have some unusual delays, I-15 in Utah County. These are northbound. The first is going to be going from Orem up to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, where we have a crash. Once you get through that, you're going to come to some more delays due to a medical situation. This is in Lehigh, just north of Lehigh's Main Street. On the flip side, some slowing as you're coming over the point of the mountain approaching SR-92 Temp Highway. Steve?
Got a crash on the northbound section of Legacy Parkway. That's right there at Center Street on the right shoulder, causing some delays now back to the I-215 split. Northbound 15 out of downtown Salt Lake City, wide open into Davis County. But typical slowdowns in Davis County, Kaysville to Sunset. Northbound 89 bogged down from just past SR-193 up to the I-84 ramps. And we have another crash still there. It's been there a while in Ogden on northbound Wall Avenue at 26th Street. Another crash on westbound 650 North at Main Street by Hill Air Force Base. UDOT construction alert planned for nighttime delays on U.S. Highway 89 in Davis County. The highway will be down to one lane between Lagoon and Cherry Hill each weeknight while crews repave the highway. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the seven-day forecast. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Temperatures heating up the rest of the week and into the weekend. We'll have sunny skies for the day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we're also going to have temperatures going from a high of 94 on Friday to 96 on Saturday to 99 on Sunday, and then 101 for Monday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to stick between about 98 to 100 degrees for the high. So we'll stay with some warm times. Best chance for storms back in the forecast looks to be in the second half of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
94 in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time 522.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Come on.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. With grocery stores deemed as essential businesses, outlets like Harmon's have continued to support Utahns throughout the pandemic. Bob Harmon is here to tell us what they've been doing to keep us safe.
At Harmon's, our mission is to value our associates and exceed the customer's expectations. Because we value our associates, we've taken many safety measures to protect the health during this pandemic. This includes updating our store hours to better reflect the needs of our customers and associates, wearing masks, social distancing, hand washing, and sanitizing, as recommended by the Utah Department of Health and the CDC. Associates are regularly trained on hygiene practices for food handling. We brought in additional staff to increase the frequency of environmental sanitation. We clean high traffic areas more often, sanitize and restock our restrooms, and ensure disinfectant wipes are available at the front of our store. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers, associates, and community as we adapt to these current times. We will continue to do our part.
We're grateful for all that Harmon's and its employees are doing to keep Utahns fed and stocked up on necessities. To learn more about all of Harmon's services, visit them at harmonsgrocery.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
This is Chris Johnson, Safety Awareness Program Manager for the U.S. Postal Service. Dogs love the great outdoors, but when your carrier arrives, make sure your dog is properly restrained, or better yet, moved inside. Last year, over 5,000 letter carriers were attacked by dogs. The Postal Service wants to provide first-class service and keep carriers safe. Letter carriers deliver every day, and dog owners can deliver safety for them. Keep your dog on a leash or away from the door so your carrier can deliver safely to your mailbox.
Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, traditional public, or even private day school. As you research this kind of education, you'll find that Wasatch Academy, right here in Utah, is so much more than that. Founded in 1875, Wasatch Academy is more than just a preparatory school. It's a 100% inclusive school whose average class size is 12 students. Yet its campus sits on 35 acres in beautiful San Pete County, one of the safest places in the nation. Students come from throughout the world to live and attend school at Wasatch Academy, whose holistic approach to academics, the arts, a celebrated athletics program, and a tailored learning center for Generation Z is unmatched, to say the least. And college acceptance is 100%. A world-class education is just the beginning at Wasatch Academy. To learn about this and more, visit wasatchacademy.org.
We're watching Utah's money. Apple is kicking Fortnite out of the App Store. The company says the game's creators are violating guidelines by using their own payment system. It bypasses Apple's App Store fees, so you can't find Fortnite in the Apple Store. KSL Drive's Ford is recalling a few 2020 F-150 pickups because of a fire hazard. Federal regulators say only about 400 trucks are at risk. The question is yours one of them? Well, Google Ford F-150 recall to see if yours is affected. Chili's parent company is planning on people eating at home for some time to come. Brinker International says it's rethinking its operations with a focus on takeout. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 80 points today to 27,896. The S&P 500 lost 6 points, but the NASDAQ Composite gained ground, picking up 30 points. KSL News Time 526. The State Department of Workforce Services is out with its latest unemployment report. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says new claims and continuing claims are both going down.
In fact, it's the fourth straight week where those numbers have declined. Director Kevin Burt says over 4,800 new claims were filed last week, which is compared to around 6,000 the week prior.
73,000 continued claims were filed last week, and the state paid just over $30 million in benefits. KSL News Time, 527.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.